I'm Srini Rao, and this is the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, where you get a window into the stories and insights of the most innovative and creative minds who've started movements, built thriving businesses, written best-selling books, and created insanely interesting art. For more, check out our 500-episode archive at unmistakablecreative.com. Hey, everybody. This is Srini, the host and founder of the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, coming to you with a very special Friday episode with my community manager, Milena Rangelov. How's it going, Milena?
Going well, Srini. I am working from home. I'm in my pajamas. It's been quite a week.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly, given everything that has been going on. I think that, you know, for me, it's been interesting because I'm getting to see a sort of a frontline perspective as well, because my sister is a doctor and she's literally on the COVID-19 team at her hospital. And she just sent me a text this morning and she said, yeah, we got the first confirmed case of one of our residents. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. For those of you listening, originally we had planned to record this episode to, announce the launch of something that we just opened. And obviously the events of the last 10 days really kind of changed things. We did actually announce it to the list, and so we'll talk a little bit about it. But I think before we do all of that, I think it's important that we take time to acknowledge the challenges that people are facing right now. This is probably a time of tremendous uncertainty and chaos and transition and a lot of different things. I mean, you're in an unusual position that you're in Washington, D.C., of all places, where decisions are being made that affect many of our lives at this moment. Actually, the majority of our listeners, because I know the bulk of our listeners are in the U.S. What's going on there?
So it's been a crazy week in DC, and it's you could see different entities reacting differently. And obviously, government has been maybe a little slow, maybe a little reluctant, if you will, to announce the shutdown before last Friday at 3 p.m. I definitely think that being precautious is better than not reacting appropriately, even if it's for nothing, but it's not for nothing. However, considering how many lives and how many people are affected by this, it's a big decision for sure. And for instance, for me, I can work from home, I can telework, I can do all my work on the computer, and that's fine. But for many other people who work in stores or who depend on like metro for the commuting, who are working in schools, who are working with children, hospitals, healthcare workers, people in shops and like simple service businesses, etc., are affected very much indeed.
Yeah. You know, we want to first off acknowledge those of you who are doing this kind of work. We know this is a hard time. We hope that, you know, part of what we can do here with our content is to not, you know, dwell on this. By all means, we want to keep people informed. I think it's important to stay informed, but we also realize that as people who create media, we have an opportunity to tell stories that inspire hope, but also raise awareness. You know, we really would like to hear from our listeners, whether you're working, whether you're in the front lines as a doctor. We think it's important to showcase what you're dealing with, share it with our listeners, you know, make everybody aware. We do want to do sort of an episode around sort of what is an unmistakable look at, you know, how COVID-19 is affecting lives of our listeners. If you're in Italy, we really would like to hear from you. We think it's important. We know that, you know, there has to be at least a couple of you out there. And again, we're going to set up a voice message box where you can send in voicemails. Please feel free to use those liberally. We know that, you know, people rarely call into podcasts, but the thing that we really want to do is we want to acknowledge the fact that you've supported us all this time and, you know, let us know how we can support you, because, you know, our goal really is to use our content to make this transition, this change, you know, is something that you can navigate without sort of losing your mind. So we'll set up a URL. All you have to do is go to unmistakablecreative.com/corona, and it'll redirect you to a place where you can leave a voice message. Please write in. Please share your stories with us. We really do want to hear from you as to, you know, how you're coping. And, you know, if you have strategies that you think would help other listeners, which takes us really, I think, into probably what we think is one of the most important things we're doing, and we think we can do to support you, and that's community. So, Milena, you're the community manager. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what's happening inside our listener tribe at the moment. We've got probably 1,200 people in there, but you've been leading the charge on all of that. You know, I even when we're telling our investors about the Mighty Network, I said, well, truth is, we probably should have just had Milena on this call because I don't really do anything. I just show up. She's the one who basically leads the effort. You know, she's like, tell me if I'm ever being a dictator. I was like, no, she's a benevolent dictator.
Okay. Yeah. That kind of gives me a nice introduction. So as we talked in our episode that aired, I think in November, about the tribe itself, we do a lot of work like upfront and have these monthly topics and try to organize the content, be mindful of that. But also just like create a place for community and keep our finger on the pulse of the community. That's very important for us as well. So for the month of March, we thought we're going to do the most important topic so far, which was called Organize Your Mind, Transforming Information into Wisdom. So Srini, not that you didn't do anything. We recorded those videos and like kind of together right. outlined things. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun and it was very interesting, but we have started planning for April, what to do, etc. And then basically coronavirus happened. So we had to change our best laid plans. So now instead of doing basically every topic that would be applicable in April, we actually wanted to do money because April is the month of taxes, etc. Now it's a tricky subject. Everything you would talk about under normal circumstances all of a sudden flies out of the window, and it's most important for us to be relevant to our community. So we have decided for the month of April to do a whole topic that's called self-reinstallation, which is the iteration on self-isolation, which we're all facing right now. So we can talk a little more about that if you want. Absolutely. Definitely, I want you, before we move on, I would definitely like you to tell about the story of when 9/11 happened, what happened to your boss, and how you addressed that.
Yeah. So, you know, as we mentioned, we had a launch scheduled of something that we had put a lot of time into. And the funny thing is, it was something that doesn't even cost that much money. But, you know, I had sort of an ethical and moral dilemma about the idea of even launching something at a moment like this. You know, and again, when we say it doesn't cost hardly any money, you know, we keep in mind we're aware that even this small amount of money is for some people actually a lot. But, you know, we're like, okay, we're asking somebody to spend money that, you know, costs something less than a cup of cup of coffee each day. And at the same time, like, wow, we're going to sell something in the midst of this. Because I think where, you know, what would it jog the memory of was on 9/11, I worked for a CEO at this software company that sold, of all things, medical transcription software. So imagine if your clients or potential clients are all hospitals. And that morning, he walked into my office. Keep in mind, this was after the towers had already fallen and, you know, we were in the Bay Area. So we're just hearing about this on the radio. And he walks in and says, Srini, how are your sales calls going this morning?
Wow.
And I kind of thought to myself, wait a minute, seriously, you're expecting us to call people today, especially people who work at hospitals? Do you really think a person who was working at a hospital is going to think that it's appropriate for me to be making a sales call today of all days? And I remember thinking that, wow, if I'm ever presented with an opportunity, if I'm ever put in a situation similar to that one, I will make sure that I don't behave in that way. And of course, suddenly here I am, accountable to investors, you know, accountable to the people who've come to work for us, like you and like our editor, Josh, who does an amazing job every week, and, you know, vendors to pay, you know, I mean, we all have to keep going, like, you know, life goes on, but at the same time, we're in unlike anything we've ever seen in history. And so I thought to myself, okay, well, look, we have an opportunity here to serve, you know, and I think that there's a difference between capitalizing on human misery, like those idiots did when they went and bought all the Purell bottles and tried to like gouge consumers, and now people are going to die because of that, and serving people in a way that you can best support them in the midst of a crisis. Because, you know, the Winston Churchill quote was, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. Now, we would by no means say this is good. But I think what occurred to us was, okay, rather than think about how do you launch, and largely this whole thing was about getting away from launching and selling things, you know, the endless selling, and more supporting, you know, and making it easy for our community to support us and giving us the freedom to basically do what we do best, which is create content and, you know, do things that change people. And so that really became sort of the filter through which we chose to launch. But we'll talk a little bit about that aspect of all of that in a moment. I think that, you know, you brought up the need for connection, and something interesting is happening. This is kind of funny to me in a way, not the gravity of the situation, but if you think about the technology that we have at our disposal, you know, things like FaceTime, things like Zoom, whatever, you know, we've had, I remember, you know, you and I are a couple of years apart in age, but I remember growing up, and I remember always thinking how amazing it would be the day we would be able to see the face of the other person when you're talking to them on the phone. That was like the future. This was like our Jetsons Back to the Future version of what, you know, that era was going to look like. Every one of us would just like, oh, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is nobody ever used it.
Now, if you watch Ninja Turtles, when they have those communicators, you're like, oh my God, I want that. They can see each other and talk to each other at the same time. Yeah. How cool is that?
And yet we never used it. You know, we've had it for years. You know, it's like, how many people do you FaceTime with? Like, I mean, we, like, if you looked at the volume of text messages compared to FaceTime chats to actual calls, it's like people text far more than they pick up the phone and call each other. I mean, it got to the point where you'll send somebody a voice message or you'll call somebody and they'll text you back. But the funny thing is that now it was kind of hilarious because my dad said, hey, there's this thing called Zoom, because my dad's a professor. And he said, you know, we should all get on calls. I was like, yeah, Dad, I know what Zoom is. I use it every day.
We use it regularly.
And what was quite amusing to me was the fact that suddenly, you know, we were all making a point to see each other's faces. And we didn't do that before. And it's like, why haven't we done this all along? We've had this. Like, why don't we connect with our families in this way? So I think that, you know, we're finally saying, okay, you know what? Because I think what has happened, you know, over the course of probably the last 5 to 6 years is that social media went from being a connection tool to being a broadcasting tool. You know, we all basically prioritize self-interest as opposed to saying, okay, wait a minute, how do I connect with people? And, you know, I mean, even getting on a Zoom call with my family last night, I was like, this is a shit show. You guys are literally like you are at a dinner party. Nobody listens to each other. Everybody interrupts each other. And the only thing you want to talk about is what we've eaten. Like, literally, that was my mom's question. And my roommate says, oh, you need people. All you do is talk about food. I was like, yeah, that's true. That is really all we talk about. You know, even my grandmother gets on from India, and it was kind of interesting. We're like, wow, the whole family is here, you know, for a Zoom call at 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, it was kind of one of those moments that made me see that, wow, we have something very special here. This is an opportunity to actually deepen the connections with the people we have, despite the fact that we're isolated, should we choose to use it that way. Now, one thing I do want to say about this, you know, I was writing about the upside of crisis. There's an article I published on Medium, which I'll share a newsletter later this week, is that I know this really takes us to the importance of community. One thing, you know, I was reading this book called Friendship by a woman named Lydia Denworth, who will be a guest on the show soon. And one of the things she talked about is social isolation and how, you know, old people, many of them actually go an entire week without seeing each other. And if you do a search on YouTube for, you know, the campaign to end loneliness, you'll see some really, really heartwarming videos. And so the thing is that, you know, we want a space where people feel heard, where people can, you know, if they don't have anybody to talk to, let's, you know, we want to open our space up for that. Because sometimes people just need somebody to listen to them. And one other thing that I'll mention about the Mighty Network, and all this stuff is completely free. There's no pitches here. All you have to do is go to unmistakablecreative.com/tribe and sign up, and you'll be right in. But, you know, I was talking to some people in the mastermind group that I've been hosting for the last 2 months, and they're homeschooling for the first time. And some of them have gotten, you know, classes where they say, okay, we're going to do classes via Google Hangouts, but others have just been given guidelines. And so they're trying to figure out how to juggle this whole mess. And I know that there are many people who listen who are parents who are, you know, homeschooling their kids. Some of them, I know some of you have mentioned that you've even used our content, which I to this day, I find beyond flattering. And I think it's kind of interesting. I always wonder what it would be like to hear some of these conversations as a 10-year-old, but, you know, we really need your support, not just us. I mean, you know, obviously Malay and I don't, because we're not homeschooling kids, but there are a lot of parents who really, I think, could use your support. If you're one of the parents who has done that and you have experience with that, please let us know, you know, come to the community. We've actually set up a topic specifically to address that, because we really want people to feel supported. But I think, you know, now more than ever, the meaning of what it means to be a community is really, it's changed. You know, for a long time, a community was kind of like, oh, this is a place where I can connect with, you know, unmistakable listeners or whatever it is. Like, you know, it was about a brand. But, you know, we've made a point to say this, that this community, you know, from the get-go has never been about us. Like, very, I mean, yeah, we write summaries of episodes and stuff like that. But largely the focus is very much on listeners. You know, we feature people's work. And now more than ever, I think we really want this to be a place where people can gather and get support of, you know, any kind you need, you know, and so we encourage you to come and join us. But yeah, you know, I'll turn it back to you, Milena. I think you have probably your own takes on this too, as somebody who's, I mean, you've literally built this thing from the ground up.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to echo a couple of your thoughts. And I think we did a good job, just like patting myself in the back, because last summer is when we have started, and just building the community that's for the people in the community, versus what we saw in the past, building a community around a charismatic leader who is self-promoting. It's very different. And we are trying to meet people and understand their needs and just like build this egalitarian, interconnected space that's not distracting, that's all about creativity, personal improvement, etc. And I think we were lucky in that regard that when this crisis came, we kind of have this whole thing set up, and many people have messaged me that they think the community will play a critical role, a very important role in the upcoming weeks and months. As many of us cannot see people we are used to see, people that are physically close to us, it's very important. And we kind of deal with these things together. And now, I mean, you know that phrase, oh, we're all in this together. It's been like such a cliche, but now it's like true. It's 100% true. Everybody's affected. So we are social beings. We crave the community. And before, you know, you are able to see people in person and hug people and get beyond social distances, we are lucky to have this resource for all of us to come together and share our thoughts, share our ideas, and just like try to mitigate the risks and damage and see how do we use this crisis for the best.
Yeah. And even, you know, sharing your challenges with each other or with the community, you know, this is if you need help, this is a great time to ask for it, you know, however that might be. I really appreciated what Trevor Noah said, you know, because he's unable to film The Daily Show. He's been just posting these YouTube videos. And, you know, he's been very adamant. He said, please take this seriously. You know, stay home. We know that, you know, you might be like, oh, this is driving me crazy. And my sister said, look, she said, you know, our grandparents fought wars. We're being asked to sit around and watch Netflix and, you know, use social media and stick to the internet. She said, get over it. Life could be far worse than that. Now, obviously, that's not true for many people who are, you know, really, really struggling with, you know, certain situations. So I want to make sure that, you know, we're sensitive to that. But, you know, for the knowledge worker who has a job that is cushy or, you know, something like that, this is not a crisis. It's an inconvenience. And, you know, I think that those are the people that need to really be supportive for the people in the former group who really are in the midst of a crisis. So I think that we want to encourage you all to come and ask for help, to, you know, be part of the conversations there, to contribute in any way that you can. Because, you know,
and also feel less alone.
Yeah, that's a big part of this. That's really, you know, what it is. I mean, I think for me, even getting to, you know, have interactions, you know, it's funny, we do the mastermind group and I asked people, I said, hey, look, if you guys are, you know, kind of feeling like we shouldn't do this, no. And they were probably more interested now than they were ever. They're like, no, we need human interaction. And, you know, we'll address a few more things community. I just want to share one more story. So my cousin and I both live in Boulder right now. And he got back from India. And unfortunately, he got back literally, I think the day before the day the travel ban was imposed from Europe, he landed from Germany, from India. Otherwise, he would have been stuck because India banned all flights from Europe the same day as well. And unfortunately, I got sick. And my sister obviously said, you guys are under no circumstances to see each other. She said, he's been traveling. You are sick. She's like, that's a cocktail for disaster in the making. But we got on the phone the other day, and this is when it really hit me about sort of using these tools. And I said, hey, Andrew, hold on, let's turn on, you know, WhatsApp, and let's turn on the camera. And he looked at me, he said, oh man, he's like, it's so nice to see your face. And I thought, wow, okay, this is interesting that like we, you know, because this whole time we just were texting and we're like, wow, like we suddenly have this value of seeing each other's faces and hearing each other's voices that you can't get any other way. You know, you're not going to get that from text messages. So all that being said about community, let's start talking about creativity and consumption. So I think that one of the things that's really interesting about where we're at right now is that, you know, if you look at the New York Times every morning, which I, you know, I do my work, but I make it a point to look because I just want to stay informed. And I talk to my sister, you know, look, it's grim. We can't ignore the fact that this is real. We're not asking you to sugarcoat it. We're not trying to paint a rose-colored picture of the world. But we can choose to be more deliberate about how we consume content. And I think now more than ever, this is important because we can sit around all day consuming content that stokes fear, or we can actually create content and tell stories that inspires hope. And that's, you know, I think that really for us is what I see the role of Unmistakable at a moment like this. But I want to turn this back to you, Milena, because you really have been you're actually leading the monthly theme that centers around this idea.
Yeah. So what I noticed for myself and for some other people that I know is that now, of course, we are so grateful to have all these amazing digital tools. However, now when we don't have any analog activities, it's easy to get swamped and swallowed in this crazy digital world and spend entirety of the time like watching news, tracking down numbers. And of course, it's very important to keep informed because we're learning new things about this virus, learning new things about this situation. And people were like, oh yeah, like Netflix has exploded, you know, Amazon Prime has exploded with like, you know, people are watching movies, etc. So I feel like, and also there is a lot of noise on social media and a lot of memes and a lot of fun stuff popping up too. And all of that is nice and dandy, but we kind of see an opportunity here as well to do something nice for yourself, something creative. This is a very interesting opportunity to actually not have any trips, not have any social gatherings, not have any of these other distractions, and maybe slow down a little bit, maybe use this as an opportunity to meet with yourself, your own thoughts, to see big picture of the world. Like, how would you like the world to change as the result of this? What do we do on the other side? Also, tackle some creative projects, start learning new things, etc. So That's kind of what we plan to focus in April. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Rini?
Yeah, you know, one thing I noted, I said was that the amazing thing is that this is not a typical community of just, you know, bloggers, online marketers, or any of those people. Like, I mean, nothing wrong with those people. I'm one of them. That's how we started. But what I'm always baffled by is the sheer diversity of the people that range from economists to data scientists to professors and teachers. And it's a very, very diverse community. And what's amazing to me is how much we can all do together. You know, I literally just saw a post from somebody who is homeschooling his children, and he's a college professor who is struggling to figure out how to, you know, teach his students online. And it literally occurred to me, I said, wait a minute, one of our own most active community members is an instructional designer. I should have them connect with each other, you know? And that's the beauty of the way that this community has evolved, is that those opportunities are there. But you're right, it does give us that chance that, you know, all those things that typically take up our time that prevent us from being able to, you know, indulge in what might seem to be a guilty pleasure, like sitting down to write every day or reading or doing things and consuming media that ultimately at the end of this adds value to our lives. Because, you know, when we come out of the other side of this, if you spend all your time, you know, just consuming content that stokes fear, like, which one is going to serve you better? To create content that's, you know, fuels hope, to consume content that fuels hope, to read books that empower you, you know? And again, none of this is about denying the reality of what's going on, which is specifically why we asked for doctors who are our listeners, you know, people who are our listeners who are in communities that are struggling. We need your stories. We need, you know, we need to tell them to the rest of our listeners so that we can help in any way we can. But all that being said, you know, I think the Italians, you know, to me, one of the things that's fascinating is that when you look at sort of how they've dealt with the quarantine and how they come out every day to serenade and, you know, to honor the health workers, that's a beautiful, you know, moment of self-expression that emerged from some, you know, one of the most awful situations that we could possibly imagine. And so I think that that's a really, you know, powerful thing. And particularly because, you know, we're a community of creators. You know, there's so much talent, there's so much knowledge and so much wisdom between all of us that, you know, we really together, we could do some amazing things that have a huge, profound impact on the world. And so I think that that's, you know, really one of the things that makes this a very interesting time. And, you know, you will hear conversations about this with our guests. I think it's kind of inevitable. It's hard not to talk about it, but we're trying to give content that fuels hope more than anything else. But I think that that really kind of makes a perfect setup to talk specifically about sort of Prime and what it is, why we created it, and how we think it can help you during this time.
Yay. So that was our project, which is a paid tier, subscription-based tier of the Unmistakable Creative Listeners Tribe at Mighty Networks. So Srini will talk more about that, but perpetual launching, relaunching, and courses, and sales emails, and pitches, and this and that is a little exhausting. And after building a tribe and after building the Unmistakable Creative, I'm speaking for the Unmistakable Creative team right now, we kind of sense that we have built enough trust in with our listeners and with our community that we can pull off having subscription model. If you like Unmistakable Creative, if you like its flavor and content, Unmistakable Creative Prime is all of that, like, boosted and strengthened. So that is essentially the tier of Mighty Network where we have all of our courses and some amazing other perks and features such as the libraries and anything that could be useful for creators as a creative toolbox. Also, some new live events. So many, many things that we have kind of cooked up together and put into this package for a very low monthly subscription fee. That was the whole idea. So basically, we don't overload you with those sales pitches and emails. If you trust us, you subscribe and you get great content, and we get to work on what we do the best, which is creative work and solving your problems and issues in real time, and just like creating resources and solutions for everybody.
Yeah, which I think to me is way more exciting, way more interesting. Let me kind of expand on you know what Milena said. You know, going through course launch after course launch, we're just like, this is exhausting. It's exhausting for us. It's tedious for our listeners who are on the receiving end of these emails that, you know, come out 4 or 5 days in a row. Hey, every single thing here is a pitch. So, you know, we really said, okay, look, this way, what we can do is, like you said, create courses in real time, which means that basically if you have a problem and, you know, we can solve it, we'll actually create content specifically to solve your problem. So, you know, one thing I know that people had been asking me is, hey, you know, Srini, I want to learn how to use Notion. And so Notion Essentials is pretty much next on my list of things to add to the Mighty Network. So you'll get access to all our courses. We're adding new stuff every month. Not only that, there's a monthly coaching call, which means that basically that's included as well. And typically to do, you know, one-on-one coaching, you know, you'll, obviously it's not one-on-one. But you know, what we found, even in my own experience, I found that groups are far more valuable than one-on-one because you get to learn from the experience of everybody else in the group. And, you know, so once a month, that's included. You're going to get live chats with former guests. You're also going to get access to podcast transcripts where you have this really cool new tool called Searchy.io that literally allows you to search based on keyword the entire database of episodes. And the moment you type in that keyword, it'll literally take you to that keyword anywhere it appears in a particular episode. And you'll be able to not only see the transcript portion, but you'll also be able to play the audio from that segment, which is really, really cool. It was kind of like, just imagine having a searchable consciousness is what I had asked. Unfortunately, one of our listeners recommended this. And, you know, I was kind of pleasantly surprised to see one of our former guests had been the one who created it. And so that is like one of the really cool features. Now, obviously, you know, Milena said it's a low price, and it actually really is. It's only $11.99 a month. You know, it's pretty like probably you pay more for Netflix, or you're spending more on coffee, or even Chipotle, and then, you know, $119 for a full year. So obviously, you know, as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, one of the things that we were really concerned about was thinking about you know, appearing like we were insensitive to the fact that this is a difficult time for a lot of people. And as we looked around sort of at what the industry was doing, you know, at various companies, you know, the beauty of where we're at is, yes, we're a company that exists pretty much entirely online. So we're immune to a lot of the challenges that, you know, people are facing, but we're also not immune to the costs of running our business. And so we thought, okay, well, how can we do something good? And originally, the plan that I had, as many of you know from having heard episodes and conversations of the show, you know, making changes to education with this platform has been a huge priority for me. And whatever impact I could have is one that I've been trying to have, and you know, which is why we invite so many educators to come and talk and to give their perspectives. And we realized that, okay, the original plan was for every person who signed up for an annual membership, we would make a donation to a creative project on Donors Choose, so that we literally could fund, you know, 1,000 projects and say, hey, you know, the tribe at Unmistakable Creative helped fund all this art. Unfortunately, schools are closed. You know, teachers have been sent home, students have been sent home, as we mentioned at the top of the episode. But that doesn't change the fact that we need to support our educators. So what we did instead was we said, look, for anybody who is a school teacher, college professor, you know, if you're registered with a .edu address, send us proof of registration. You know, you don't have to, we'll trust you on the honor system, but please don't abuse that. And we're going to provide free access for educators to all of these resources, because really at this point, you know, we want to really support you. We know it's a tough transition. I mean, my dad's an educator, you know, like I said, my dad didn't even know what the hell Zoom was until a week ago. And so, you know, free access for students and educators. We really want to help, you know, teachers in our school districts. You know, look, none of us would be who we are without our teachers. They're the, to me, like, you know, if you, I literally could, if I connected the dots of the true mentors in my life, they've been my teachers. And I can trace back things they taught me to as, you know, early as 7th and 9th grade, for what is enabling us to do the work that we do today. So, I think it's really important that we honor that. So yeah, that's, you know, basically what we're willing to. So just email us at hello@unmistakablemedia.com if that's your case. You know, and again, you know, the thing is, we really want more than just to give you free access. Is we want, you know, you to be able to support other professors, discuss with other teachers and educators, because everybody's facing the same challenges. And, you know, together, I think that you're going to be able to solve each other's problems. You know, and again, we can create content that specifically supports all of this. You know, we're working on stuff to help people make this transition to working at home. You know, I was telling Milena, I said, you know, the kind of irony of doing creative work for a living or writing books is that social distancing is just a part of your daily routine. So that's, you know, Prime in a nutshell. Like we said, it's $11.99. So, you know, if you can really afford it, subscribing, you know, one really subsidizes the cost of it for, you know, the people who can't afford it right now, specifically the people who are really struggling, like our educators. So we want to honor that. This is really important. And, you know, when you do this, you're not supporting just Unmistakable Creative at this point. You really are supporting the efforts of many, many of our listeners who I think are going to have much more challenging times than, you know, sort of the rest of us. But I'm going to turn this back over to you, Milena, because I think we're getting to the point where we're going to wrap things up. But yeah, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, definitely. So what I would like to say is, for people who are not in the tribe yet, tribe is completely free. And by joining the tribe, you can get a ton of value, especially in the upcoming period, because we're doing the entire theme for month of April on the subject of how to be productive and use the quarantine and self-isolating situation for the best. You can see how you like it and then preview everything else that's going to come up in the Prime. But what we will focus in the Prime is Distraction Mastery in April, and that is Signature Unmistakable Creative course that will help you master distractions and live more meaningful life and make progress on more meaningful work. And I think now, as most of us have transitioned to our house, to our homes and like being confined, we are all of a sudden facing some new distractions. And I think this will have more impact in the upcoming period, considering also the anxieties that are happening, etc. So this is a great opportunity. I feel like this is like such a steal to get Distraction Mastery for like $12. Are you serious? So I think it's very beneficial. But then again, if you're still not sure, if you're still tinkering, like you can always join the tribe and see for yourself if you like it. And we would really love to see you there, because we would like to support you. And we would like Unmistakable Creative to serve as a positive incubator for positive change in the future, in the upcoming months.
So for those of you who want to learn more, in case you didn't catch the URL when we mentioned it earlier in the show, just go to unmistakablecreative.com/prime, where you can learn everything about what a Prime membership includes. To use a familiar phrase, for everybody listening, we hope that this is a time of hope rather than despair. We know it's incredibly challenging. This has been, mentally taxing, I think, on all of us. You know, when my sister told me this morning that one of the first people that they had a first case of a resident diagnosed in her own hospital, it was the first time that the gravity of this really hit me in a way that it hadn't before. I thought to myself, wow, now I really have somebody who is in a situation that, you know, makes them personally at risk in a way that nobody else in my family is. So, for the healthcare workers that are out really fighting on the front lines, to the delivery drivers who are listening to this, to those of you who are going out into the world and doing things that are really dangerous and unfortunately are necessary, I think that we just want to say how much of a debt of gratitude we have for what you're doing. And before I start crying, we will wrap the show with that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Unmistakable Creative Podcast. While you were listening, were there any moments you found fascinating, inspiring, instructive, maybe even heartwarming? Can you think of anyone, a friend or a family member who would appreciate this moment? If so, take a second and share today's episode with that one person, because good ideas and messages are meant to be shared.